This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Russia yesterday exchanged 16 agreements in the areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both the nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. He reiterated India's unwavering belief that terrorism is a direct assault on the values of humanity and said global unity is the greatest strength against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है
Prime Minister stated that both sides are working towards the early conclusion of a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union. Mr. Modi announced that India will soon be launching a free 30-day e-tourist visa and a 30-day group tourist visa for Russian citizens. Mr. Modi said that the Russian side has decided to adopt the framework agreement to join the International Big Cat Alliance. Mr. Modi said that the President Putin's visit has come at a time when bilateral relations are reaching many historic milestones. On Ukraine, the Prime Minister said India has advocated for peace on the Ukraine issue from the very beginning. In a joint statement issued after the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, the two countries reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral and multilateral cooperation in the field of combating challenges and threats such as terrorism, extremism, transnational organized crime, money laundering, terrorist financing and illicit drug trafficking. Both leaders reaffirmed their strong commitment to preventing and countering terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border movement of terrorists and terrorist financing networks and safe havens. Both leaders condemned the terrorist attack in strongest form in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir and in Russia at the Crocus City Hall. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday expressed confidence that India is on a course to become the world's third largest economy by steadfastly pursuing a policy of reform, perform and transform. Speaking at the India-Russia Business Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that discussions on a free trade agreement between India and the Eurasian Economic Union have already begun. He emphasized that whether in business or diplomacy, the foundation of any partnership is mutual trust. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said the situation of IndiGo flight delays and cancellations is getting better and it is expected that there won't be any waiting at airports from today. He said the government's major focus has been on reducing the backlogs that have been happening at the airports and it is actively on the ground engaging with all the necessary stakeholders. In squash, India's rising star Anahat Singh extended their winning run over veteran compatriot Joshna Chunnappa to clinch the women's title at the HCL Squash Indian Tour 4 in Chennai yesterday. The 17-year-old Anahat outclassed former women's world number 10 Joshna Chunnappa by 3-2 in a gripping 52-minute battle in the final. The Lok Sabha has passed the Health Securities and National Security Cess Bill 2025. The bill is aimed at augment funding for health and national security with the imposition of cess on production of goods, such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. Replying to debate on the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The government wants to deter the use of demerit goods." She said collected cess will be spent on public health and also on strengthening defense ecosystems. She said in addition to 40% GST, health and national security cess will be levied on production capacity of pan masala units. And that is the end of this news bulletin.